Welcome back to Psukei HaDaf. We are going to be learning together today, Brachos, Daf Yud Aleph. And the focus of the learning today, the pasuk that we're going to be focusing on, is Yecheskel Perek Chof Dalet, Pasuk Yud Zayin. This pasuk appears on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and the topic is Yecheskel's wife. Here's how the pasuk reads. Ha'anekdom, moan softly. Meisim Evel Loisase Perecho Chavoy Shalecho. Observe no mourning for the dead. You should wear your turban, put on your turban. Nolcho tosim baraglecho, put your sandals on your feet. Veloy saate al sofom, and you're not going to cover your lip. Velechem anoshim lo sechel, and you'll not eat the bread of the comforters. The Gemara darshins from here. The Gemara is in the middle of the sugya of discussing when a person is potter from the mitzvah of tefillin. The Gemara uses to darshan that with the exception of the mitzvah of tefillin on the first day, avelim are chayev in all the mitzvahs in the Torah. That's what the Gemara is darshaning, and it's part of the larger sugya of when a person is potter from a mitzvah because of their situation. What is really going on here? What is the context? So let's understand this first. The prophet we're talking about is Yecheskel. Yecheskel is the later colleague of Yirmiyahu Hanavi. He is witnessing the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. He is giving the prophecies towards it as he witnesses it. But he's actually in Bavel. He's up north. He's already exiled. He was exiled as a young man, and his prophecies are all in Chutz La'aretz. What is unique about Yecheskel is that he gives a number of prophecies which are demonstrative. They are actually his own expression of it by doing certain actions. So early on in the Sefer, we meet him lying on his side for a number of days. We have him shaving his head. We have him making a picture of Yerushalayim on a brick. There's a number of things that Yecheskel does as a demonstration, and that demonstration is the metaphor for the prophecy. And this perhaps is one of the most terrifying ones that he is about to demonstrate. And this is in Perek Chof Dalet, in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to him and says, Ben Adam, son of man, that's the way Hashem addresses Yecheskel, Hineni lokech b'mcho es machmad einecho b'magefo. I'm going to take the delight of your eyes through pestilence. And you're not going to eulogize her, you're not going to cry, and you're not going to let your tears flow. What's happening? The demonstration that he's experiencing is so close and so personal. Is he going to lose his wife? And now the pasuk goes on to describe, the pasuk that the Gemara is describing, how he's going to keep wearing his tefillin, he's going to keep wearing his shoes, he's not going to do the regular coverings of mourners, and he's not going to eat a suda savra. Many of the halachas of mourning will be learned from this pasuk, because in the absence of what he did is what is regularly done for mourning, and we'll learn this when we get to Moed Katan. However, there's something very troubling about this, and that is why is this? Why is he demonstrating? Why does he have to lose his wife? What's going on over here? The Mitzudas David points out in this pasuk that what's really going on over here is it's a demonstration of what will be to the nation of Israel. Everybody will be so hurt. Everybody will be suffering so greatly. There will not be a single house which is not affected. It will be so painful that there will be nobody to comfort anybody else, so nobody can mourn. Nobody else will be on the outside looking in. They'll all be on the inside suffering together. And Yecheskel is demonstrating this, and he is forced to demonstrate this in the most painful way, where he suffers the most terrible loss, but he can't express, he can't receive the comfort he needs through his process of mourning. The question then becomes, how is this fair for Yecheskel and his wife? One level of understanding this is that leaders are treated differently. Leaders bear a lot more responsibility than individuals. But the Chida does point out a very fascinating Kabbalistic idea of Gilgul, and that is that the wife of Yecheskel was in fact the extra twin of Hevel. Hevel was born with two twin sisters who became his wife at the beginning of creation. And that was one of the reasons why Cain was in fact so jealous of his brother. And ultimately, it was this Tu'uma, this twin, which was coming back for another part of the responsibility of the Neshama before it left again. So this gives a little bit of more context to the pasuk the Gemara is quoting for the Salacha. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.